Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at CedarPoint.com.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's toilet bowl cleaner disinfects both the toilet brush and bowl for 2-in-1 disinfection, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
Welcome to Last Chance Q with myself, Coach JB, and Sean Salisbury.
We will not talk over the amateur or under the expert.
It's not only the X's and O's, but it's about the Jimmys and Joes.
And it's not just quarterbacks. We got all the positions, teaching, coaching, laughing and joking.
We're using football terminology so we can get through this faster than we don't want to use these long terms, Coach. We got quick verbiage to get to the point. Last Chance Q with the great legendary Sean Salisbury. What up, what up, what up? YouTube, everybody else, we are live on an exclusive live little party right here. Sean Salisbury is here to join me. I'm pulling him in right now. We got some exclusive film on all of yesterday's NFL games. We're going to break down a little bit of Jalen Hurts, Patrick Mahomes, and Joe Burrow. And we got this film exclusive, so we can't wait to show it. That's why we've been uploading it, getting it ready to show. And now we got it, and can't wait. Sean, I appreciate you jumping on here, man, last minute to show this game film that we got. And I don't believe anybody in the country has what we have. And we got both games from yesterday, man. Pretty unfortunate for the Niners in regards to the Purdy and that situation. And it was pretty much a blowout. And then the game of the week or the year, maybe with the Bengals Chiefs. Before we dive into this film, I know I got about an hour with you, and then you're out of here, and I'll continue the show just to show some film, and then me and Sean will get back together this week and show more in totality. Sean, what's the deal with all the conspiracy theories out there right now that the referees are rigging games? I've never once believed in it in my life. I watched yesterday's game. It's the first time I've ever watched it and said, wow, I've never seen a referee north of the football play come off the other sideline and replay it down. That seemed like Colorado-Nebraska or Colorado-Missouri, the fifth down play from 1995.
Yeah, I don't believe that the NFL sent down a memo or a mandate says you know, play, we want Kansas City to win. I think that's bullshit, and that I don't believe that exists. But I can tell you this, and this isn't to diminish Cincinnati or shrink Kansas City and what they did, because it was impressive. And, you know, hell, you're talking about the number one seed won a game. So, you know, they could have, regardless of good officiating. But, and I don't want the job being official, just like they don't want the job of being a pro football player or quarterback, because they can't do what we do. And I can't do what they do, nor would I try. But we ask our players and coaches and our fucking broadcast team, which was not good, calling that game. It was like the analyst, like he mailed it. Now, you want a real broadcast, listen to Greg Olson. That's how you analyze a fucking
football
game.
He's the best.
And he lights out. Thank goodness he's calling the Super Bowl. So we get a clear-cut, ball-washing energy without talking over somebody. I don't know what happened to Tony, because I loved his energy. It's like since his rookie year, it's like just I don't know what happened. It's like he wanted to play golf more and he wanted to broadcast. Ill-prepared, didn't know a guy was that Blake Bell was on the damn inactive list and couldn't get – I mean, has to ask Gene Steratore about every rule. I mean, it just – I'm like, I don't know what happened, because I like Tony. And I've given him a lot of compliments. But you know what? As we judge players and referees, we can judge broadcast teams too. They're not above criticism. And Nance is an all-time great. I think Tony's brought Jim Nance down a little bit because of the way he talks. I mean, it's just they're too – not relaxed, too casual. It's like the game gets in the way of some other plan for Tony. And I don't know what happened, because he was so energetic, cheesy at times, but he explained it and he was energetic. Now it's – I could find 30 guys that can do his gig.
They get a lot of money, Sean. He's getting a lot of fucking money.
And I'm not a hater. I root for everybody to have success. And I've given him nothing but kudos. And there's times when you say, come on, man, you're talking over Jim Nance, who's a Hall of Famer. But it's the first time I wanted to mute their broadcast. It was weird. And I don't know what's happened to Tony, but Greg Olson has become the gold standard. He just has. Phenomenal teacher of football, makes me want to watch. He turned a game with no quarterback into watchable in the early game. He really did. So maybe Tony will regain it, but it feels to me like Tony has mailed some of this in, and I don't want to say that. Like I said, I'm not a hater. I don't have his job, but I can sure as shit sit back and know what a good analyst is. And yesterday wasn't it. The referees.
He jocks Mahomes more than anyone I've ever seen. It's not even close. Like, he's downplaying some shit that Burrow did. And I'm sitting there like, there ain't a guy in the NFL that make that throw but besides Burrow and maybe Aaron Rodgers yesterday. He threw the corner route on the wheel route to the tight end that he dropped. And he threw chasing the helmet.
Yeah.
And those two balls are so extremely well thrown that his wideouts, who are elite, by the way, aren't even ready for him.
Right. And I'm like, shit. I mean, and about the ankle, listen, I understand Patrick's ankle was bothering him some. His ankle had to be over 90%. He was moving just fine.
I know.
I mean, in between, he'd limp a little. But Mahomes was not 100%. But his ankle didn't impede or impair anything he did yesterday. Nothing. He was moving as fast as
– there's no excuses if you play the game.
Right, and that scramble on the out of the pocket at the end, he was moving as fast as I've seen Mahomes move in a while. He was jetting. He was going.
Yeah,
and he'll be 100% in the Super Bowl. But, Tony, please – I mean, you don't have to remind us 4,000 times about the ankle. There's got to be something else. And Gene Steratore, you got to – Gene might as well get paid to be the analyst, because he was doing all the he knew every rule, obviously, and Tony had to call on him 8,000 times and without knowing it. It was just, I don't know what happened, because Romo was really good, got paid, and it's been different ever since. It's weird. And yesterday, when you're supposed to be at your best, he was at his worst yesterday. Do you agree? It was a hard watch. And we're lucky again that Greg Olson's calling the Super Bowl, because Tony's got to get back to doing what he did that made him good. Greg Olson Greg Olson in 2 years has become. He's a phenomenal. I'll guarantee he's already preparing for the Super Bowl. All right, to the game. I don't think the officials had a bad day. I can't do their job. The bad day is minimized. They were horseshit, and you and I both know it. They missed a bunch of calls. When you're talking about the officials instead of great Patrick Mahomes or great Joe Burrow or incredible Chris Jones making the plays they want to make, or a bad offensive line that gave up sacks, an unnecessary roughness call at the end of the game that allowed him to kick a field goal. When that's secondary in the AFC championship game, to the fact that the most valuable player of the game was the officiating crew, is not good. That's not what you want. They listen, I don't want their job, but they get paid just like we got to judge everybody else. And they talk about not having your best game. Shit. They left it on a practice field during the week somewhere, or at their other job, whatever that is, because most of these guys have other jobs. So no excuse. You can't perform like that and call plays that cost games, and they did.
I don't think the NFL, if they're as elite as we think they are, the league is one of the biggest, largest conglomerates in the world of all industries. The NFL is one of the leading conglomerates. Super Bowl is the most watched event in a one-day time of the season, of the year, most watched event. I don't know how you cannot have full-time referees. They can't. We got to get rid of the lawyers and the doctors and the halftime. You know, there's nothing worse than a part-time part-timer as a coach, Sean. That means you walk up late, ill-prepared, because you bitch and moan that you're not a full-time teacher or you're not a full-time coach and you got to work at JCPenney. Well, guess what? I fucking did it for 20 years. And don't do it then. You're not, no gun is put to your head. Don't do the job. We are asking part-time part-timers to referee games where there's billions of dollars at stake, in if you really want to look at it, not only gambling, but as far as TV contracts, networks, and so on and so forth, apparel, merchandise, you name it. And we got that referee crew that was just so bad. And then you mix that on top of Tony Romo's game, which is almost unwatchable listening to him call it. You almost ruined a great game. You almost ruined two great quarterbacks playing each other. And it was just unfortunate.
You took away from a bunch of good stuff that happened. Unfortunate stuff, good stuff, some bad plays, some great plays, some great throws, some great scrambles. Mahomes continue. I mean, three Super Bowls in 4 years. Burrow, as you mentioned, making throws, yet doesn't have any help. The offensive line cannot give up sacks that easy. 2 years in a row, a Super Bowl in this one where the offensive line play and pass protection has cost them. And he turned it over a couple times on throws he shouldn't have made, and that's what happens in games like this. It's about 6 to 8 plays. Yep. The officials didn't help. The broadcast crew, when it came to the analysis, did not help. And they did. They turned it into a game that you were shaking your head, like eye rolling at times for a game that was supposed to be like the game of the year with these two quarterbacks and a trip to the Super Bowl. And now we're in for one hell of a matchup. And in the other game, unfortunately, when Brock Purdy went out, Philadelphia was favored and may have won anyway. But the game was done when the backup, who's played on 13 teams in 10 years and was a little overwhelmed, and I get it. Listen, going into Philly, a great team, why you would be with very minimal work overwhelmed. And then when he goes out, shit. All you got to do now, I mean, Jonathan Gannon, they just said they're not throwing it. Play the run, and if they do throw it, just it's not going beyond 5 yards. We're good. And, you know, Hurts did Hurts things, and they made plays, and they're dangerous, and it's going to be a friggin' fist fight in 2 weeks. It's going to be a blast to watch.
I hope Mahomes is fully healthy.
He will be.
Yeah.
He will be.
You can see his best. Greg Olsen, I said a couple years ago, he's the best announcer. When he took the XFL gig 2 years ago and called XFL games, I know Greg real well. His little brother, Kevin Olsen, played for me at Garden City, Miami transfer quarterback. So I know the family well. Great father, great mother, New Jersey legendary high school coach, the dad of Greg Olsen. And I said 2 years ago, he's going to be the best. And there he is, man. He's the best announcer because he tells the novice fan exactly what this is and that is, what protection is, what the call could be, would be, or should be, as far as the numbers and the play call.
But he doesn't talk under the expert either.
Right.
He's a great teacher in a game. He criticizes without making it personal.
Yep.
He does not ball wash. If somebody makes a great play, he compliments them. But he explains every step of the way what's going on. And he is, tell you what, man, that's a well-respected guy that I tune in. He took a game that was because of the offense of the 49ers. And, man, D'Amico Ryan's defense, to hang in there like they did to try and – phenomenal job. But Philly's really good. They are really – they're the most complete team in the league.
Yeah.
As well witnessed. But the game – I mean, Greg Olsen keeps me interested because without going overboard, like, yeah, San Francisco's got a real chance with this guy. They knew that they were in trouble. When Purdy went down, But he explained it. You're right. It was just
the first one was almost the Kansas City Homer fan too when they're coming out saying, "Well, Mahomes won with backup wideouts." Well, Burrow almost won the game again, which would have been his fourth over Mahomes with no offensive line. Shut the hell up! Do you realize I'd rather have no backup wideouts in the NFL than a horrible offensive line? To all you naysayers out there, God damn. Sean, I got some Jalen Hurts to start off with. I got Burrow and Mahomes from yesterday's game. Everybody on TikTok, everybody out there live, come on over to YouTube Live because we won't be on TikTok too long. We have exclusive film nobody else has seen. And can't thank my buddies enough for getting this stuff to me. And it allows us to show yesterday's film live. We get to break it down here. Sean and I will get about 45 minutes together, and then I'll do the rest after he gets out. He's got some meetings to attend, and can't wait to show you guys all this. We got some great film though. Before that, Sean, I want to give the quote of the day. You can have results or excuses, but not both. Is the quote of the day. You can have results or excuses, but you can't have both. This is a result-oriented business we live in, man. Yesterday, Joe Burrow didn't get it done, regardless of his O-line, regardless of the two interceptions. He's 3-1 versus Mahomes, but 1-1 in AFC title games. He didn't get it done. It's a result-oriented business. Mahomes got it done. I give him a lot of credit for playing, for going out and running, making that first down run where he got late hit out of bounds, which was a dumb mistake by the Bengals. Put him in field goal range. But goddamn. The punt return blocking the back, that play should have been put back at the minus 20. The Chiefs would have, that game would have had to go to overtime.
Well, the scramble by Mahomes, there was blatant holding as well.
That is a horrible hold on that one. I mean,
there's no doubt. But you know what? I will never admit. Mahomes is just, I'm trying to figure out. Now, I know that Henny took him 98 yards on a drive, but think about what Andy Reid gets to do with Mahomes as his quarterback. The things that he can do.
Well, he may not ever call a bad play with him, right?
Right. That exactly. It's friggin' crazy. So we had these two quarterbacks will meet again, and the championship will be on the line. But credit to Kansas City because I thought their front did a great job. Chris Jones can be unblockable. They ran around and special teams.
He's the best D tackle in football. I don't care. Chris Jones is a stereotypical NFL D tackle. Aaron Donald is a hybrid freak of nature linebacker put at D tackle how he's structured and how he's ripped. He's got no fat. Chris Jones is a D tackle that demands a double. He can go out and play the edge.
He's long,
for good, a tackle.
Nasty. Yeah,
you put him on a guard though, coach, and he's too goddamn physical. He's too fast, and you put him outside on the edge. You may not want him on the edge to read zone like how Baltimore gashed him last year. But you can put him on the edge when you're pinning your ears back against a team like Burrow and Cincinnati.
And they did that yesterday.
Field, yep. Right? Yeah,
they moved him around. So yeah, I just Mahomes was. Well, he did Mahomes things as he always does. So it's a treat to watch the tape and see these guys. And congratulations to Kansas City and Philly.
Real quick, I want to get to film with you since I have you. Has Burrow and Mahomes, in your humble opinion, professional opinion, has Burrow and Mahomes basically just drowned the Josh Allen talk? Because now Josh Allen is no longer. Where do you put the Josh Allen?
He's in the next tier.
Yeah, he's not a rival with Joe Burrow no more. He hasn't beat him. He's beat Mahomes during the regular season, but can't beat Mahomes in the playoffs. And he's not even in the title game. And Josh Allen is yet to win a meaningful game. Burrow's went to a Super Bowl. Mahomes has won one, going to a third. Josh Allen, and I believe Herbert, those two guys in the AFC, other two ultra talented guys. They're going to have to start winning some fucking meaningful football games or they're going to get left behind.
And so is Lamar Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
They're the second level. And at the top of the second level, Allen and Herbert. The top level right now, old school, Rodgers and Brady, great, but we're looking ahead to the young guy because whether it's one more year or two more years, whatever it is, it's a two-horse race at the top, and you just named them. There, that's where the best of the best of the best are. Now, Herbert and Allen can beat both of those guys on any given day. We've seen it happen, and they can be dynamic as it gets. But on a consistent day-to-day basis, it's Mahomes and Burrow, and then there's a little gap, and then it's Allen and Herbert and a whole group of others. And then there's the third tier of the Prescotts and Cars and that group of quarterbacks. And then you know, Watson's got to prove he can jump back into the second tier this year.
Don't forget Trevor Lawrence. I think Trevor's up there. He's going
to
be great.
Second tier, and he's got a chance to get into the first tier as well, as does Allen and Herbert. But if we're really being honest, everybody's chasing when it comes to long-term, the two cats at the top, and they were playing yesterday in the afternoon. And you know what? Don't diminish Jalen Hurts. He keeps winning. He's proven he's a franchise quarterback for them. He's well-coached. And he's poised, and you never see him get – he's unflappable. And he's another guy. You mentioned people getting disrespected or not getting credit. He's not going to be winning with a pure thrower. But as far as doing both, beating you both ways, he's become a quantum leap guy. And he is in a tier – I'll take him over Prescott right now. I'll take him over Murray. I'll take him over – there's a lot of guys, so he is charging too. Big physical.
I mean,
kid.
Sean, I'm gonna be honest with you. I think he struggles throwing the ball. I think his mechanics have improved night or day over.
Quantum
day
leap, brother.
He's become really, really good as far as professionalism. Right, he's gotten better. He went out and he attacked it and wanted to change his platform and delivery. And I broke him down a little bit on my show this morning. Having said that. Yesterday, he throws for 120 yards, no touchdowns. He overthrew a bunch of balls. He threw balls out of bounds. He struggled yesterday a little mildly. Now, they did play the number one defense, who I still think corners are suspect for that Niner team.
Yeah, and wind was howling like crazy. But he wins. The guy just knows how to win. So
my fault. I was going to say, he's 16-1 this year when he played. Right. He's 19-2 as a starter, I think.
Right, and he has gotten better. So if he keeps this, you know, he keeps elevating his game, he'll even get better throwing it. I can tell you this, they're going to have to throw for more than 120 yards in 2 weeks to win. That I do know. But they didn't have to do anything yesterday. Once Purdy got hurt, the game was over. It was done. So, yeah. So the elite class, to answer your question, the elite class is Burrow and Mahomes are at the top.
And you know, the crazy part about it is people were just trash. Oh, it's a blowout. Really, it wasn't. It was a 14-7 game, and it's one play away from that Niner game being 14-14 without a QB. So just imagine that game would have been a little different with the quarterback by any means.
And the fourth down call and throw to Devontae Smith was not a catch.
It was not a catch, and that should have been. I don't know what Shanahan was doing, but again – I don't know, you know, listen, I'm not against them or none of that, but if Sean McDermott in Buffalo is going to take heat, I think Shanahan deserves the same heat because he is yet to win a big-time game. He has proven to choke in several big games and another one yesterday when he doesn't throw the flag to review that catch because, to me, that is a huge momentum swing. And if that play is called back in reverse because Shanahan calls a flag, throws out the red, that game could be different. We don't know. Now, the Eagles still win because of the quarterback situation. But to me, he chokes in big parts of the games against against New England as an offensive play caller in Atlanta, up 25. He did it in the Super Bowl versus the Chiefs. And then yesterday, I just think he needs to get the same – criticism as Sean McDermott, who's basically built a Buffalo team from nothing.
Yeah, he'll get a bit of a hall pass for this one because of the quarterback situation, but that flag should have come out. The refs shouldn't have missed that in the first place. The flag should have come out. And in truth, the refs actually missed. I thought Jalen Hurts, who, like I said, I think Philadelphia is the most complete team, and they're damn good. They had a safety on him. He was sacked in the end zone.
Yeah.
And then they put the ball on the one. Yeah. I mean, forward progress was stopped. He was down in the end zone.
Yes.
Forward progress. And then he got out a half yard or a yard. They put it there. That would have been 2 points and a punt. It would have made it 7-2. And they would have got the ball around, you know, their own 30 or something, meaning it's the 49ers. And then we never know if the injury doesn't happen. The Eagles still would have made it difficult on the 49ers. But referees miss it. But, again, not to diminish the 49ers season. It sure as hell not to take away from the Philadelphia Eagles, who are friggin' really, really good, and there's no glaring weakness on their football team.
Hey, Sean, before we get to this film, I got to hang out with Bill Belichick, Arthur Smith, big-time guys at the East-West Shrine Game in Vegas. I was there with the head coach for the Edmonton Elks now. They used to be the Eskimos, of course. The soft-cultured nature of our world has changed the name of the Eskimos to the Elks.
Anyway, I didn't even know that. Did they really?
Yeah, they really did, dude. Chris Jones is a great dude, man. He's the head coach for the Edmonton team. He's won 5 great cups in the CFL. He's been around a long time. He's coached about all the places in Canada. And we were at the East-West game. He was evaluating some talent, and I hung out with him for a few days. And Belichick was there. A couple of the guys said hello. We got to hear a couple executives talking about yesterday's game. This was on Saturday, and I drove back home from Vegas. Games were yesterday. And it's very funny when the referees did what they did. We kind of saw how the results ended in these games. And there was 2 things that stuck out to me from a couple NFL execs that I heard we were bullshitting with on the sideline talking to. One said, don't be shocked if you see the Kelce brothers playing each other, A, because of what the numbers are going to bring in, and B, don't be shocked if Andy Reid's coaching against his former team. And he said that this has been a narrative they've been pushing for 6 weeks, and then it happens on Sunday, and I got to say, I was really, really like, had deja vu. I was like, damn, that's weird, man. That really is. Can't wait to see the Kelce brothers podcast this week. But very ironic hearing that from NFL brass. Let's get into Jalen Hurts, Sean. I got you for 30 minutes or so.
That is unbelievable, dude, that happened. But here we go.
I know, man. I don't believe all that hype, but, well, you know, it is what it is. Let's show a little bit of Jalen and then get into some Burrow and Mahomes. I wanted to break down Burrow and Mahomes side by side today because I got both games. And on this one, I only have the Eagles on offense because we don't need to see the 49ers on offense without a quarterback. So, you know, I got this Jalen Hurts. I just kind of want to get to some things that he does with the ball. I mean, he gets really elongated and he gets the ball. Sean, I broke it down this morning on my show. He gets that ball away from his chest and he gets it back here. And you know, as I know, Sean, this point of the ball has to be turned this way to throw it forward, right? He really gets it back here. And when he turns to throw, his launch point ends up being a ball that ends up being upwards. And as a guy that's 6 foot, Sean, as you know, you might want to explain it a little better. The ball sells on him a lot because his elbow drops, the ball point goes up, and you get a lot of ball going out of bounds, a lot of high balls. And I explained on my show this morning, we want that lead shoulder down, right, Sean? We want to get that face mask on that lead shoulder so we can drive through it, not get it up here where we see a lot of, and that way the face mask hits the shoulder pad and we can't see it with our peripheral vision. Now we can't go from left to right or right to left. We get that lead shoulder down. It helps us with ball delivery, platform, and accuracy. We get it up here. We get a lot of balls out of bounds, a lot of high balls. We got to get that down.
First and foremost, the ball should go from load to up, not from load to back and up and out. You got to eliminate it's already, once you're loaded, you go from here to here, as opposed from here to here to here. Okay. So that's one that you got to eliminate, that big, you don't want that ball pushed back towards the center field fence. Goes from load to up and then out. And so, and JB, you make a great point. Just for layman's terms, just so you understand, we don't want to go from level. We don't want to go from tilt up to level to throw. This tilt here, that's the deep ball tilt. Okay. We want to start level. And if you can visualize, we really want to play downhill. Pitchers are on rubber playing downhill on the mound. They get to drive off that. So we got to promote, just like you said, I always say chin to front shoulder. Chin to front shoulder with some front knee bend. So you really, the tilt is not upward in deep ball. When you finish, there's, and it's not blatant tilt like this when you're finishing down, but you want to promote finishing downhill. We want to play downhill. Fish swim upstream and it's not good. They want to swim downstream. And so do we as quarterbacks. We want to throw downhill. And that chin to the front shoulder promotes the ability. And if you're like JB, when you drop out of arm slot, We don't want the when the ball goes up to get it down, especially if it's traveling the short to intermediate range, we've got to have the ball level to coming downhill. And we don't want the point to dip. That's a guy who just doesn't, who throws it and snaps it into the ground like Zach Wilson was doing this year. So you want the higher the release. There's only one, listen, and the finish too. Finish, picture your arm out here, JB. You know this. You're cutting across the ball to get through the ball, because we finish like a screwball, unlike baseball. It's exactly right. And so when you drop out of slot to get the extended finish, is hard to go from here or here to here. But when you're up to about 1 o'clock on a clock, okay, if the clock's in front of you, 12 o'clock, nobody throws from here. That's 12. But 1 to 1:30 in that range here, now you're automatically, when you drop it into your opposite pocket and get some change, you're automatically work into a pronation with the finish. So some guys get away with playing here. Matt Stafford's done it his whole career, but some other part of his body has to adjust in order to promote the downhill, whether it's his legs.
I was explaining earlier, when the ball gets away from your body and I like to have it between the sternum. I don't want the ball away from me for fumble purposes and strip sacks and different things.
And we just don't want to be, JB, think about when a speed skater.
Yes.
When they go and I speed skating in football, 1,000 miles an hour, all those rotations, they tuck.
Yes.
And so the when they want to slow down, they disengage from their body. That's, you lose your power base out here. Your power base is in here.
And Sean, I want to explain real quick why you see Jalen Hurts is you're going to see a lot of this elongated motion. When we get the ball out here and both hands are apart from our body, Sean, we become very inaccurate because our rest of our body is hard to stay in line. And now from the time the ball goes here to a throwing delivery, now we got every single element possible to affect that throw as far as accuracy, right? If we keep it here and we're tight, we get it out, we sock the wall, and we get rid of all this shit, now we have more of an accurate ball. But we're getting out here, Sean, a lot of bad things can happen with a 6-foot QB.
Well, not only that, you're wasting motion. You are losing power and explosion from that, but you just don't. I don't know anybody. You wouldn't ask a jump shooter to spread their legs so wide that it looks like they're trying to snap a long snap.
Or a boxer, Sean, right?
Right. That's how I always, boxers don't play way out here. They play in here.
But Sean, they play with an alley fight. You're not going to talk back and try to hit me like this while I'm hitting you five times.
No, that's exactly right.
You're going to hit me right here. Hit me quick, fast. Right. Don't get way out here.
For those of you young folks who don't know what a phone booth is,
yeah,
go back and just Google it. You can, because we used to have phone booth. Or a cylinder, like those silos. But picture one, a 6'7", 6'8", 7'5" silo that you're going to drop down over your body. And really, a phone booth is good. The truth is, the only thing we want hitting any part of that phone booth is the extended finish. Your stride, your front foot shouldn't hit the front of the phone booth. Your release point shouldn't be so out here that it hits the back of the phone booth, or out here that it hits the side. We don't want you dissing. We don't want your stride so big. Like I said, you're running into the phone booth. The cylinder, when you finish, that front index finger should be able to touch the phone booth. Other than that, everything is compact and compressed. If you can, I'm trying to explain it in as elementary a terms as I can, so you understand where the compact, where it is. That's why the explosion of a linebacker. Linebackers, they play with their feet underneath them. They hit through you. We got to throw through the target. So the compact, and it'll get Jalen in trouble sometimes. He's a phenomenal. His mechanics have gotten so much better since he went from Alabama to Oklahoma, Oklahoma to Philly. And I think the ceiling, I think he can bust through it, and he's going to get better. But he has really made phenomenal strides, and I have so much respect for his game management. He's been really good. But once you get disengaged from your body, something else has to over-adjust, kind of like a golf swing if you're out of slot, to be able to dip back into slot and square the club face. We got to square up as well. It takes the freak, Favre throwing down Stafford, Mahomes, to have average mechanics, and they do, average mechanics and still be great. Those are the outliers, not the normal way to do it. Most guys got to be mechanically sound to deliver the ball accurate and on time.
Yes, I agree fully. I can't wait. I'm going to try to get Greg Olson on here, too, while you speak. I just texted him. Let's get this thing going. I'm going to remove Sean and I for everybody in the chat. I'm going to remove us so you can see the full screen. You can still hear Sean and I discuss this, though, as we're going to get into a little Jalen Hurts, and then we're going to transition more focus on Burrow and Mahomes since that was the game. Those are the two elite quarterbacks, as we've stated. So we're going to bump right over to Jalen Hurts. I'm going to remove us, give you full screen. Sean, you can hear us, right?
I got you, brother.
All right, here we go, Sean. First down, first and 10, first quarter. We get a little Jalen Hurts here. I want you to break down what we just kind of showed ourselves with the elongated motion. There we go. That's what it is right there is what I just showed. Look at that.
Yeah, and the ball, watch, to see freeze. Guys, now his legs are in pretty good position. The lower half, he can explode out of it. I love the front knee bend. But think about a center fielder. Yeah, his base is fine. And I love front knee and back knee bend. But go back to JB. Keep that thing sitting there for a second on the extension. Let's freeze. Now if he could just go back. Now, if he would have stopped right, you see he's got it loaded? If
right
he goes
there, right?
Right, he's loaded. He doesn't need to pump the shotgun twice to kill the bird. Go up and out, but watch him. He's going to go back. It's almost like a Ferris wheel. See how he's got to go a Ferris wheel where he's got to go up and out. Now, listen, he's a spectacular talent. One more frame, and you'll see how far. He's almost hyperextended with his reach back, which makes it even more spectacular that he can make plays. But the ball should be out now.
That yellow circle, Sean, is indicating the free access. We like to call this free access.
See that little – see the hash – see the four and the little arrow hash? That's not the hash mark, but that right there. The ball, that's his aiming point. There, the ball has got to be out, and he's got to run through it. See where he is now? If the ball goes up and out, now it's out. But he's fortunate because he's a gifted guy. Look at the window. You can drive an 18-wheeler through that. But he's going to push back even farther now. If he would go up and out, and he makes an accurate throw, and it's shooting fish in a barrel. I mean, I never done this shit before, but it seems easy. But he'll even make more home runs when the ball comes out on time. This is an angle you'll be able to see how extended and overextended, right? Freeze, see, and watch this. And JB, not only does he go back, and like I said, I love Jalen Hurts, but mechanics are not his strong point right now. Watch what he does first, though, JB. Go again, slow. Watch him. Watch the ball drops before it goes back. He's going to drop it, push it, drop, push, overextend upper body, and he makes an accurate throw because he's athletic and he's a good quarterback with a chance to be a great one if he continues to get this. But the ball goes back, but he drops it out of slot. There's no reason to go down and back up. That's wasted split-second motion that when you got a great defensive back, they're going to drive on that throw. I like this. JB getting out of that fake a little better than we saw the week before, right? Yes.
Right. Good. Great point, Sean. We talked about it last time. We want Hurts to be a little more active after the handoff. He still isn't full speed, but at least it's a little – he's holding this guy. Sean, right. People don't understand. Watch 54, just so you understand. 54 is watching Jalen Hurts, and he's got a beeline on his eyes are on Hurts. Look at that right there. So that is what that backer is watching. Now watch him take a step that way when you see Hurts tearing out his fake. And that's just enough to get the running back Sanders vertical to get 5 to 6 yards. 5 yards on a run play is very good. I don't know if you're fucking math majors or not, but two of those are a first down, people.
And you got to understand, too, that guy right there is about as good a linebacker as there is in a league.
And look at him.
The monster.
Can play both. Plays Hurts here. Look, takes a step and goes and gets it.
And he still makes the tackle, but it's 5 or 6 yards down the field. There you go.
Yes. Because of that carry action after the handoff. Here we go again. Here we go. Drop back. Here we go with the elongated motion. This is a blow up waiting to happen. This is pretty, I want to see him throw it now.
The ball should be out. Look at the because look at the ball.
Should be out. And we're not trying to critique every single thing we see.
But all that's what film is. Coaches do it. That's what film is, JB. We got to critique it because the guy is such a great player. And the thing I'm fascinated with, that he's not great mechanically with the upper body, but what he does do is he still makes plays. So I love the guy. But now look at this, JB. We got when the ball should be thrown, there's 10 yards of cushion. Because when he does great, we obviously compliment him. There's 10 yards of cushion. The ball's out now. The guy's looking. Get it to him. Let him run and put a move on that. Now watch when the ball's late, how the cushion's closed. Catch, tackle.
Yep.
And he stepped through it, but he should have been tackled the open field. So the ball's got to come out. It's the anticipation. And when you're overly elongated, your mind may be telling you, I got to throw it. The problem is when you got to wind up to throw it, you're going to be late no matter what. He's fortunate that he's just a friggin' great football player.
Yeah, we got to get this out of here, man. We got to get that shit out of there.
And even if you're
costing him big time, you don't understand.
Keep it right there, JB. Philly fans that you're listening say you can't be. We're not being hard on him. We critique Dak and the rest. All we're saying is think how good he is now. He's going to finish second or third in the MVP voting. Think how good he is now. And if you would just eliminate and coached up to get rid of this, and instead of going dropping the ball out of slot, pushing it back. Now look at this. He almost takes, and he's gonna eliminate more hits too. Look at that. You cannot. There's no reason to push the ball back towards second base if you're a pitcher. I mean, pitchers do because they got there's nobody rushing them and gonna hit them on the mound. You got all the time you want when you wind up. But as a quarterback, That's wasted motion. That's one extra move he doesn't have to make. I mean, his arm is hyperextended. There's not even any elbow bend in this. So, and that's why I'm fascinated with how good he is. His lower half's fine. He can explode through that. But imagine if he went up and out instead of down, back, up and out, and that ball came out a split second quicker. The guy in the open field doesn't make this tackle. Really, he doesn't even drive on it. Now you get a chance to turn as a receiver and size him up in the open field. I'm telling you, if he eliminates this and gets better at that and more urgent with his release and mechanics, imagine how good number one's going to be going forward. We're talking about, 3 years in a league and 2 years as a starter? He's got mechanics that you taught back in Pop Warner. He's just a phenomenal football player and a great kid. Yes. But this is positive. We're trying positive criticism, knowing it's constructive, that imagine if you eliminate that, how good he's going to be. You don't need to do this.
Sean, I'm ready to do this. I would be showing this film every day to him, and I'll be not now. You got to play the Super Bowl.
When the season's over, right.
After the Super Bowl's over, I'm getting in this fucking house with him, and we're going to break this habit because the DN right here, Sean, is almost swiping the ball out of his hand.
It's going to happen at some point.
Look how close he gets to the ball.
Yep, and that ball should have been out, and he shouldn't even – and then takes a vicious hit.
Yes.
He gets pushed and gets hammered. Because I think he can be really good because he still throws it accurate. But those – I'll tell you what, miss one of those throws inside, it's a touchdown the other way. That's the problem.
Yep. This is what he does great. He gets away. He uses his feet. He ad-libs.
And he's a really strong kid, man. And, you know, he really – I mean, his lower half, he's physical – at the point of a tackle and attack, and he's got great feel to know how to escape east and west. And there you go, nice job. Save takes a bad play and at least gives you a couple yards.
Yep. Let's see here. Get to some Burrow and stuff before you get out of here. Let's see.
No, it's okay, man. I just
Shit, that's a great job. You know, they don't pick up the pressure. I like to see him calm this down, Sean. I want to see him calm this down as a quarterback. You are the guy snapping the football. I want to make sure people understand. He's snapping the football. You know, I mean, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 guys at the line of scrimmage means there's just a 4-shell remaining. So there's only 4 guys left, right? We got a 3-deep, 1-high look here. And we got 7 at the line of scrimmage. Let's pump our brakes. We only have 6 to block 7. And now I want to be able to either slide this protection and we'll full slide this bitch this way, put our back off the edge. Either way, slide it this way, put our back off this edge. But we can't have A-gap run-throughs in the fucking NFL. We cannot have A-gap run-throughs and force our Q to make a throw like this. And luckily, this was a saved ball, and this is almost a pick. You can't live like this every down.
Right. Not only that, not only you're going to – that's the pick that's going to happen if you're not careful. And a great – I mean, the fact that he got that in there for a completion goes back to tell you what kind of football player this kid is. This – listen, if there was a guy who couldn't move or wasn't physical, they don't make this play. But an A-gap blitzer – and Greenlaw is a monster, too. These two blitzers, Fred Warner and Greenlaw, monsters. But I will tell you this. You've got to block most dangerous man. We always work ourselves inside out. And now, if the backers were removed 5 yards, different story. Then, but you have got to A-gap. We, you know, those guys that are tough, meaning tough at the line of scrimmage, and they're standing there at the line of scrimmage, and they're an immediate threat. You got to seal both of those guys off, and you got to let the guy furthest away be the free runner. The least dangerous. Well, of course we do.
And
you got to punch the inside guys.
Yes. So we need to take these two guys here and take these two guys there. All right.
Yep.
And then the center now would take this guy. Just so you understand, the center would take that guy now. And the left guard would take this guy now. All right. And then the left tackle would take this guy. You take the running back and you slide him across the formation.
I would just move him. I'd get him over there. He'll come underneath you. And he's a small guy, so it's going to be small on big, which is a problem, but he's just got to get in his way. And in truth, number three, just get in the guy's way and chip on your way out so that guy doesn't have a free runner with his hand in the dirt. But he's the furthest from the line of scrimmage, and you can at least escape or buy a split second more time. It's just a great football play by Jalen Hurts, and it wasn't sound protection on what is one of the best lines in the league.
Sean, or
and it's illegal movement on the offense as well.
Yeah, or you got to take Gainwell and put his ass right there right now and cut his ass.
Move him up. Walk his ass up so the linebacker doesn't get a running start. Off. It's a great friggin' play by Jalen Hurts, though.
Yeah, it is.
And
great AJ job.
Brown. Yep.
And that elongated motion will cost him on plays like that in the future when we want to get the ball out quicker even.
Agreed.
Don't like just the handoff. We'll get to a few more plays. Let's see here. Again, we got this 7-man loaded box. We got straight up man free. We know they're coming. We know the edge has the back and cancellation. He drops out now. Hurts understands it. Again, he's not ready to throw the football on time. And, we got to take the throw right now. Got to take that right now and take what we call it leverage throws. Take the leverage throw right now based on the coverage. Outside backers, the read key, there he is. He ain't getting under that. So I mean,
that's as big a win. Listen, with the cushion that the inside guy's got, that's as big a cushion. I don't know if that's Goddard, whoever that is. That's a huge cushion in the NFL. That ball, the second his foot hits the ground, that ball needs to come out.
And now it's late, Sean, right? Now there's no going back.
Right. The ball, go back one more time, JB. I'll tell you when it should be out. Now. Sandy's backing out instead of side out.
Why is he this way?
I don't know.
One, two, three, four, and we got one, two guys to the right. I don't know why we're looking left here.
And fortunately, the guy's a magnificent talent. Ball was almost picked again.
And it was caught out.
It was caught out of bounds by Hufanga. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, this has got to go right now. He's too late. He's already done.
Yep.
Let's get to the next one, and then we'll move it on. I got this Burrow and Mahomes film already ready.
You can see that D'Amico Ryans of the 49ers wanted to give them that inside A-gap blitz by both linebackers, knowing that both Fred Warner and Greenlaw are active and athletic. Now, once again, okay, now watch this. Look at the cushion and watch how they drive on the football when the ball – I mean, once he speeds it up and he's so good – he's got such great football IQ and awareness, but watch this, the casualness of the release, JB, the length of the Ferris wheel release. Watch what happens.
And Sean, I don't understand. Like, We call this free access. There's no one that's going to cover out here with a corner that's this far off, right? We got a corner that's 10 yards off. We got an outside backer that's got to get over number three or number two. And then up here, we got a corner 10 yards off. And number two over the slot has to play either man or he has to drop into flat. So either way, I'm looking to throw the outside receiver on either side of the football unless, like we like to say, unless somebody takes it away. Pre-snap, nobody can take it away right now out here on this outside receiver. And so we're going to throw this right now.
Yeah, and this slot set here, when through this 3x2, number two is a free is got a free run. Nobody's there. You got to get your eyes over here now. Now, see, the ball should already be out. To look at this. There's cushion again. Look at now. If you just take, if you're up and out, just a quick snap throw. Now we could get my guy moving and square it up so he can see the guy that hits him. But watch how casual this becomes. Hold it, drive on it, catch and tackle, punt.
Look at this though, coach.
I know. And yet, and JB, I know I like him more than you do because I think that, but I know you think he's made quantum leaps too with his throwing, but there's still another level for him. I mean, he can be off the charts if he'll fix these mechanics with his upper body, honest to God. See why he's there late coming back. Now take the check down. We'll take the yards, but it didn't have to be this tough. It didn't have to be this tough. And they had two and three receiver. We're on the linebacker who was inside running a long way to get underneath the outside cut, and he never got there.
And I agree. And the other thing is he is very nonchalant, like you said. It's a good way to check that out.
Yeah, that was last play. It was third down, and this was the drop. But a great throw, but that ball was on the ground.
There should have been a review. Shanahan should have reviewed this. This play right here should have came back. This game is a different outcome here.
Now, this is a, folks, for what he had to do to protect Hufanga from hitting their receiver, this is a phenomenal ball placement. It really is. One more time, going to his left. Now, this is the level that certain guys just can't get to. He's so strong in his lower half. He's able to torque, flip, and gets the ball where Hufanga can't even get to it and fit it in there for what was – should have been a catch, was an incompletion, but they called it a catch. So great job by Jalen buying time. And he's had to escape three or four times already in the early part of this game.
All day to throw here.
And nothing. Throw it into the ground.
He seems like he's missing something. He's either not comfortable on where he's supposed to be his pre-snap read compared to his post-snap read. I don't know what it is, but he's awfully shiny. He's very let me get out of here. Let me get to our faces real quick while I pull up the other. What's the word, Sean? We don't really know because he's moving his head too much for me. Like I want to know
my but you want a quiet upper body. You want it more quiet. You want quiet eyes and You don't want darting eye. I mean, you want the eyes to dart, but you want him to do it. You want him to go through his progression, but too rigid maybe with his eyes, boom, 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 or too – well, he's late with his eyes, obviously. There's no question with that too. But, you know, the urgency to get through it because your eyes will take you – I mean, your eyes will bring everything else with you, but you got to get through your reads. And I don't know where he's starting, and I don't know what his read keys are. That's for them to decide. Which even makes it more amazing that they can make the plays they make.
And that's why, Sean, I was saying, like, it seems like when me and you get up to the line of scrimmage peripherally, we're looking at through our peripheral vision and understanding, okay, you on defense don't know what the fuck I'm looking at pre-snap, but I know who my read key is. When I look at Jalen Hurts, I look at him completely look to the right against it to a route concept that I just don't see him looking right to. Like, why are you looking over here with a fade and a hitch when we got press on number two and off on number one? It doesn't make sense to me. But when we're looking on the bottom, you got a hitch wide open and a tight end stick, and we're looking to the right. And I'm like, it doesn't match up with his pre-snap read and where he's actually going with the football post-snap.
Right. And, folks, one more time, if you just tuned in late, imagine how good this guy's going to be. he's lost like two games as a starter, as a full-time, two or three games over the last couple of years. Imagine
21-2.
Imagine what it's going to be like with those weapons, when he, I don't like to say hurries up, because hurry's a bad word for quarterbacks. When there's a sense of urgency and a little more twitchy with the ball coming out, if he'll speed up that windup and go from a Ferris wheel to a sling to a doggone, a slingshot. Picture this: take a slingshot and pull it back within from shoulder to shoulder, and let it go. That's how quickly I need you through the throwing zone as a quarterback. You're not going to get as good. That's how I think of it. Pull it back, and if it's loaded up from shoulder to shoulder, and you got that slingshot pulled back, let it go and watch how quick it snaps the front hand. I don't want you lagging through the throwing zone. Just like a hitter, they got to get their hands through the hitting zone to square up the barrel of the bat. It's the same thing here. He's such a spectacular football player. He gets away with a pushback, drop, pushback, and overcome, just like a Ferris wheel, because he's pretty accurate with the ball when there's windows to throw to. But he's going to have to throw some balls to windows that aren't there. He's going to have to create the window. And when you're late throwing the football against great football teams, that window's not going to be there. So imagine how good he's going to be when he learns how to quicken up those mechanics with his upper half. It's going to be really fun to watch, and it already is.
No doubt. Now we get to some Mahomes on offense. We got Burrow later after. Sean, we got about 5-10 minutes. Sean, you got to get out of here. I got some – we got the Mahomes, coach. We're going to watch him. You know, we don't care. If you say you're full go, nobody is going to care tomorrow if you lost the game. Nobody's going to care. And that's what Sean's point was to start this show. The ankle was good enough for him to play on, and he looked pretty damn good until late in the game. He got hobbled on it, and he started to hobble around. Besides that, he looked perfectly fine. That wasn't going to be a deterrent in that game's outcome. To me, it was more referee, more interception by Burrow, more. But, you know, the second
protection
pick,
problem. Shot,
people are hyping that pick up. To me, it was a fucking punt. It was as good as a punt. It wasn't an affecting play that was going to affect the outcome. That was a punted ball. They were going to punt it anyway.
You're talking about the tip ball down the right sideline on what, third down or second down, whatever it was, right?
Yeah.
When he threw the deep ball to the right, yeah.
Yeah. Here we go with some Mahomes. First down, Mahomes on O here. We got a little 11 personnel stinger, we like to call it. We motion him across. We get into 3-by-1, get the ball to Pacheco. I thought the Bengals defense was pretty damn good again, stout versus the run. I thought Zach Taylor should have ran the football a bit more for Cincinnati, even though they only had 37 yards rushing and a season low. And I think Cincinnati's longest rush, Sean, was 6 yards. And as you know, Sean, as a play caller, when that occurs, you got to live or die by something. And I think the run game, if he would have just stayed with it, I'm not going to say I'm second-guessing the NFL head coach. All I'm saying is, if he'd have stuck with that, I think the game could have been a little different as far as keeping guys off the field and on the field.
Well, you also could have helped your pass protection a little better.
No doubt.
Mixon and P. Ryan are pretty good. Because he trusts Burrow so much, I think they probably got away from the run a little too often. And you would have kept Mahomes standing on the sidelines a little more, because you don't want that dude with the ball in his hands.
Yeah,
let's exactly. See here. Now, guys, listen, one thing when it gets to mechanics, and this is a compliment, trust me, I mean this affectionately, this ain't the dude to look for. If you want teaching film on how to make plays galore and dress in a phone booth, 15 in Kansas City is that guy. If you're asking me to teach you a football 101 mechanics that you'd teach a seventh grader, I don't want him watching this, because there ain't many guys that can play off schedule and out of arm slot as often as this dude does and make these throws. This is not for the faint of heart or for the guy trying to learn the position. This is for the appreciation of that guy's just different. So if we don't talk a lot of mechanics, maybe more reads here. The mechanics for Pat, he's going to do stuff he's not your teaching 101. Brady is, guys like Breeze. That's your mechanics, you know, those guys. This guy's just going to do stuff, falling backwards, sideways, off schedule, underhand throws. He's just different. And that's exactly why we may not say, well, why aren't you correcting his mechanics? Why? Because Jalen Hurts doesn't have the just raw physical throwing ability that this cat does. Okay.
Well, Sean, I still want to point out, you noticed Jalen Hurts you got to see last.
Yep.
You still see how tight he is, and he does. You don't see the elongated throw. You see a pretty quick snap and get it out.
Oh, now that part of it? Oh, I was talking about, you know, just, you know, how he throws sidearm, even when he's got a clean pocket sometimes. Now watch this. Go back, JB, from this angle. That is a great point. Now look how compact he is where the ball is loaded up. It's between bullies. It's right there. Now watch where the ball goes. He ain't dropping it out of slot. Boom. Up. See how he goes straight up and out? There's a big difference. That ball, his elbow always has bend. Look at the bend always. There's no hyperextension. He doesn't have the ball pushing back towards the head official. That look at the difference. And that is the difference in window open, window closed, window open, window closed, picked ball, tipped ball. That, look at the difference. Constant. There's elbow bend the entire time. And look at his front. We don't talk enough about the front, where you pin that front arm to it. He's not even, the front arm is pushing. He's driving off the back foot, and he's going to pull that front elbow through. So he gets momentum working towards the target. The front elbow compact, like he's going to be a figure skater, and pulls it, and the ball is out right now before the outside linebacker can drive on the swing. And then
Jalen Hurts
has some space.
Yes. Jalen Hurts is completely lateral, and he's all the way out.
Man. Yeah, then now see there, that, and that's why Mahomes can throw to windows. See how quick, and look at the space he gets it to him. Again, off schedule, sprint right, flat. Okay, just going to throw the ball now. And does it, you know, he doesn't get the square up, but he's so good. But the ball is up and out. There's no wasted motion in the upper half, and it's quiet. Quiet up, right? There's not all kinds of moving parts and elbows going, boom, ball. Now, look at that. Look at that. And now you get a chance to turn and get extra vertical yardage. That's the guys, and I, like I said, it doesn't mean Philadelphia's not going to go win. Hurts may throw for 320. He's a great player. But when you watch how the ball comes out, there's a sense of urgency with no waste. There's one extra step of motion that Hurts has, wasted motion, that Mahomes doesn't. But Mahomes has been in the league longer, so we'll see for Jalen Hurts.
Yep. Point, period, point blank. To get to another.
JB.
35. Money down, Sean. Money down. The great ones live here. Burrow lives here. Mahomes lives here. This is 3rd and 5. When you got to have it, you got to throw it on time.
Now look at this. JB, look when he throws the ball. And look at the freeze it right now. The guy's even with him. The ball's out of his hand by 4 yards.
Right
the
there.
The ball is out. The ball is out. He gives ball that middle safety. Note that middle set free safety has no shot to drive on this throw. Look at this.
Maybe a little more air, Sean. Maybe throw it here.
Yes. I would have said if he gives me about a 1.6 ball, this is about a 1.1 ball. If you're giving a 1.5, 1.6 ball where there's just a little bigger speed bump on it and he catches the ball 2 yards deep, right there. Bingo.
Right there from pylon. That ball is caught. He gets Tony. The only reason we say this is Tony gets to drive his arms and go pull away from the defender a little more. Right.
And you know why else, JB? Look at when the trajectory of the football brings a DB was beat. The trajectory of the football brings the DB's arm back into play. Freeze it.
Right.
See that?
There.
Now, if he puts a little more trajectory, you take the contested out of it. It's a drop shot. So in order for the DB to go get the football, he'd have to run through the receiver. And what would you get? You'd get a PI call.
Yep.
So this is a phenomenal throw. Make no mistake about it. But about 3 or 4 more yards, a drop shot. And that the DB has no shot to get his hand in there and break that ball up. And look, it ended up being an incompletion. Now, am I going to get on him? It's like, you know, we're splitting hairs here, but a little more air. And there's separation where the DB can't come back into play and get his arm in there and separate the hands from the football.
He should have caught it still.
You damn right he should have.
He should have fucking caught it. He does have control, though. It seems that he knows what's going on. I know he's a really, really smart kid from everything I've talked to Eric Bieniemy about and the other guys. He's a very fucking smart dude, no question about it. He knows what's going on protection-wise, who's hot, who's not. That's not an issue.
Does. His football IQ is through the roof, and guys, because he's so in control. One more time with this, JB. I just want to make a point here. This, okay, sprint right, the guy's open. But you know what? Everybody talks about how strong his arm is, and it is a rocket launcher. But you know what else it is? It's an on-time arm. He's not one of those guys. At times, he knows he can throw it through a car wash without getting it wet. But he also throws the ball as if he doesn't have a strong arm, meaning he's throwing it on time, so he gives his guys a better chance.
Right.
And so, yes, he knows he can throw it and do all those things and throw it a country mile, but he's not waiting for that to be the case. He wants to give his guys a chance with some cushion to go do work with it. Hell yeah, he could throw it to a coffee can size window 120 miles an hour. But why? You don't need to. You got to mix in a little Greg Maddux too. Spot your pitches and throw.
We're not going to fucking throw a flat route to the fullback 90 miles an hour. We got to understand our personnel, who we want to throw the ball to and who we don't want to throw the ball to. We want to gently caress it and be accurate on certain guys. We want to throw the dig route in between the safety and the corner to some guys.
Okay, guys, and this one, that slow screen, don't take it for granted. Look where the ball placement is. If you go back,
I went forward. Sorry.
Yeah, no problem. He put it on the front shoulder so the
back, away from bad guys.
That's right. So the back can get turning and going so he can be off the ass of the guys who are pulling to get out in front of him. Okay.
Great ball here. This is an accurate ball. We call this a leverage throw, right? We're out leveraging the coverage.
Remember earlier when you said the ball should have came out to the right flat? This is a similar route. Now, this is a whip out. You know, a little boom, put your foot in the ground and whip back out. But watch this, JB, and you know this. Cushion's coming down hard. Watch the lack of when we get the end zone view. Watch how there's no wasted motion. The guy is driving hard on it, but Mahomes isn't going to let it happen. Not because he waited. Puts a foot in the ground, sees the read, ball now. Never pass up an open short. See, if he holds the ball longer, he may get Kelsey. And it, honestly.
Yeah.
But never pass up an open short guy to hope that there's a deeper guy open. Unless you know the coverage and you're trying to fool him and it was a game plan thing. He could have had Kelsey later, but he realized, let me get these free yards. It's stealing. Let me get these four or five. That's why he's at a different level. He is at a different level because
take what they give you.
Yeah, he does for a guy who throws it as hard as he does, his ball placement and timing are really, really friggin' good.
Yeah, no question. We got first down again. We'll just do Mahomes, Sean. You can get out of here right after this, and we'll do Burrow this week.
Okay, I'd be out. I'd love to do him this week because I want to be a part of that, dude. He is, and that's another guy where the ball comes up and out too. He's a phenomenal thrower of the football.
Yeah, I'll argue that he's above everybody mechanically, placement wise, accuracy. I think he's unbelievable. I was watching him yesterday.
I know you love him, and so do I, dude. And he's got great command of a guy that's only been in the league 3 years. He and Mahomes
really played 2 years though.
Yeah, because he was hurt in his rookie year. It's exactly right.
So, I mean, what he's done now, he is older. He's 25, but you know, Mahomes is 27. He's going to be the youngest. This is something that I will give kudos to. I'm always going to be honest. People know, I think he got some gimmick to him. I think Andy Reid helps him a lot. Now, having said that, he will be the youngest quarterback ever to start 3 Super Bowls at under 28 years old. So
3 of them in 4 years.
He's been there.
Yep. Now, here's the difference. Now, here he's waiting. You know, the little flood, you know, pushing the flood to this side. Freeze it, JB. Now, he could have thrown it probably if he wanted to. He's trying to see if he got a big play. Freeze it. He could have thrown it right now. There's a guy in the window. He could have thrown it between the 20 and the hash marks right off the other receipt, right in there. He could have thrown it, but he's trying to see. He's still wondering if he can fit this corner route in, this deep sail route to there. But the corner's retreating. So what's he do? He flips his eyes back inside. Now this is where you say, okay, when does arm strength matter? When there's no way to throw it on time. Right now, watch this rip shot. There, put your foot in the ground and boom, pound it in there. And then Kelsey tries the old hook and ladder, the Duriel Harris to Tony Nathan against the Chargers.
Sean, This is when I say a lot of gimmick shit. Now, Mahomes made a great throw. That had nothing to do with gimmick. But Andy Reid don't give a shit when the game is, what down and distance, what quarter. They are doing this type of shit all the time.
And it wouldn't matter if the game was on the line, they'll do it. If it was tied, there's no place he won't stand on a ledge to make a play. And the truth is, Kelsey's so good at this, if he makes the right pitch, there's 20 more yards on the end of this.
No doubt. And
this is just a patient Mahomes. He knows he's got some protection. Guy's got it sewed up. He's looking. He wants to take that sail route. Boom. That's where that rocket launcher, six Russian cosmonauts, and a micrometer comes into play. Now, JB, I don't know what the fuck that means, but I know it's explosive. Damn.
Hey, yeah. You sounded very eloquent saying it. I'll tell you that.
And I made it sound like I knew.
It sounded like you were straight out of Armageddon.
Yeah, dude, come on now. See, this is stupid. This is right out exactly. Look, it's sitting in the hole. Roll right. Yep. Stick it in the hole. And you know what happens when you roll right, folks? Everybody comes right. With Mahomes, they get a little afraid because he might throw it back across the field like he did in the Super Bowl with Tyreek Hill, where he ran that like post and deep angle. He took a 9-step drop. But why? Yeah, everybody's flowing with him, and he still has a guy now who's starting to run away from him, and he fits it in the window. This is just stupid, okay? Knows he's going to get hit. Accurate. Red zone, hard yards to come by. Friggin' hard yards to come by. And you know what he never does? And, JB, I know you love that. He never watches the rush. That's why he's always on time. He never watches the rush. His eyes are – he sees coverage, feels rush. Love the guy, man. Love the – he and Burrow, I can't – these matchups are going to continue to be phenomenal. Even front here, you know, you're trying to pick away. How do you play Andy Reid down here? Because Kelsey's so good against zone.
This plays is like that.
Another gimmick.
I'm just like, play fucking football down here. This is almost a goddamn pick. I mean, that's almost a pick. I mean, just play football. This is when it gets gimmicky, man.
And can cost you if you're not careful. That almost did in a red zone. Again, these are tough points. But this is they don't care. You know what I'm saying, JB? It may not be any rhyme or reason to the time they do it. They don't care.
Yeah.
And because they know that Pat can bail him out too, JB. You know what I'm saying? In long yardage, they know he can bail him out.
No question. Here we go again. Little sting slot look here.
And 87 is a pretty good route runner too.
Yeah, no doubt. Great run, Pacheco.
That's Pacheco. Pretty good. Dude, he will knock your dick in the dirt.
Hey, by the way, downhill. The whole baseball slide. He does a slide, he does a Superman, and this was called back. Now, you did all that shit, and that play came backwards. Stop fucking, why don't you fit it? Act like you've been there before, motherfuckers. God damn. Here we go here, a little screen and go, Sean. He got hit on his elbow, threw it out of bounds. Luckily, got enough on there. That was almost floated up and picked.
Right. Yeah, folks, you young quarterbacks.
If
you're going to throw it out of bounds, do me a favor. Throw it out of bounds. Make sure your mom or your pops catches it.
Throw it to me. No question. Here we go again. A little 11 personnel.
Now, I'll tell you what happens.
Wide out, so it's really 12 personnel, 11 formation. I mean, he's going down. They're about to do a fucking lateral again, Sean. So everybody that's built in the flat, Sean, is now a lateral guy. If you haven't noticed, people that don't notice, this is built in.
Yep. He can do it anytime he wants. Yep.
People get the ball. This is something alarming to me, though, Sean, in this coverage.
Why are you standing at the goal line?
All three of you?
Yeah.
I mean, goddamn. Look at this shit. We got a lot of fucking voided area here.
This is too easy. And I now next week, folks, or 2 weeks from now, like I got new now. Cincinnati's defense played really, really well this year. I got to give them a lot of credit. They elevated it. They are very, very good, and they are well coached. And they don't get enough credit for their defense. But Kansas City in 2 weeks, there ain't gonna be that much space now. That Philadelphia defense is filthy, and they are gonna knock your ass off.
No question. They kicked the field goal, Sean. They went up 3-0, and you know. I think, Sean, we
Let me see one more throw before you turn this off.
All right.
Let's get one more throw in. It's nice to have that kind of gifts, isn't it, JB, to be able to be that freaky with Mahomes, just have the wherewithal to be able to make any throw in the world you want.
No doubt.
Now look at, but this is great, JB. Simple. Good one to end on, even. Look at this. This is even a tight, he's got his ass to us at corner, but this is tight, but watch this. He doesn't waste any motion. See what the ball is already? Up, out, guy peeks. See, Mahomes doesn't have to be a two-eyed thrower. And what I mean by that, he doesn't have to see the two eyes of the receiver to let it go. He can be a one-eyed thrower. He can see one eye and let it go, or he can see the back of the helmet. This ball's out. If he's late, this ends up possibly the other way. But the ball is out because he trusts the guy's going to be to his depth, and the guy's driving on it. He knows he's got what he wants on the outside with a single high safety. Look at where his ball is compared to the ball back towards the back, the referee behind him. That ball is up and out. There's one less step in his motion than Hurts, and that's the difference in throwing.
We don't even want to get into his body mechanics.
No,
Sean said before we started, don't watch him if you're a young quarterback trying to be sound mechanically. Mahomes is going to throw it off tilter, off balance, off base. He's going to ad-lib. He's going to do it all because he's so gifted. But the difference between him and Hurts is he's putting his fucking foot in the ground. The ball's gone. Hurts is sitting there waiting on shit.
And that may come from more experience. He's been a passer his whole life, has Mahomes. But the one thing about it is, too, and watch this, JB, again. If he goes back up and out, waist motion, it's late. Ball's up and out. Bam. Just like that is – that's a great skill, and it's a great trait, and it's going to buy him a whole bunch of yards in his career and a whole bunch of completions and wins. Phenomenal. The guy – that's what you do want to copy, you young quarterbacks. Go up and out. And I'm going to say this – and if private trainers that are coaching their quarterbacks have a problem with it, I don't give a fuck, because you owe it to your kid. Quit having them push that ball back. And you know how they push the ball back and they almost face their back of their hand towards the far sideline. I just don't get it. Teach them to go up and out. Get rid of the Ferris wheel pushback windup. If you want more power, engage your fucking legs and learn how to fire your lower half through the throwing zone and get through there. That's where the power comes. If I need a guy to hit an upper deck home run, I don't tell him to swing harder. I tell Mike Trout to get his front foot on the ground when he lifts it up and fire his ass through the hitting zone, even though it doesn't look like he's firing it because they're so smooth. It's a one-piece thing. Same with throwing. Get it up and out. But you private trainers and you kids that are allowing your coach to teach you to go back, up, and then out, he's doing you a disservice. Yet he'll put it all with all the gimmicks on some social media when he's got a Santa Claus bag full of fucking gimmicks in his thing and walking out there and think, oh, look what I'm doing. Well, what you're doing is you're making dudes late. Teach them how to get it up and out and trust the load, the base, the balance, and the load, and get that ball out and throw people open. You don't need to see the receiver's eyes.
We got to get our camp going, man. We can't stand around kids to be fucked like they are.
They are. And somebody's stealing money. I can tell you that. Plenty of them.
They are stealing money, man. It's unbelievable.
And there's some good ones, too. Yep.
We wanted to get this show out there today just to show you. We got this film. We wanted to show you a little bit of yesterday's games right away. This week, we will break down Burrow. We'll get back to some more Mahomes and Jalen Hurts.
We get stuff nobody gets, JB, that you get. I mean, we get it with urgency as if we're an NFL team. And I love that because it's up. You're not going to see you may see it a little bit on an NFL network because they're going to get tomorrow. But today, we got stuff, an all 22 and an end zone shot that you get to see the difference in mechanics. Yet make no mistake about it, the two quarterbacks in this Super Bowl are dynamic as hell for different reasons.
Yep. Like I said, they're the most gifted athletically we've ever seen in our lifetime, but I don't believe they're the best quarterbacks we've seen. I think they're the most gifted athletically we've ever seen. So hopefully Sean and I can get around and start changing that shit up and get on a nationwide camp and clinic and start clinicking guys. Sean, man, I know it was last minute. I appreciate you coming in here, man.
Brother, I love it.
We'll get another couple shows this week if you get time.
Love it, and
break down the rest of this since we got all the film.
I'd love to, man. I'm honored to do it, and you know we love this. This is my favorite shit to do, and be on with you and talking this football stuff. I love it, man.
Hey, man, go make us some money, man, in your meeting, and let me know.
I got you. You know, if I'm making it, you're coming with me. There you go, brother. Thanks.
Hey.
Drink it up. I love it. Do me a favor. What is that, a white wine spritzer? Fuck.
Hey, we didn't even have time to fuck around today.
Yeah, but you're smoking, but again, smoking.
It just shows you, Sean and I can get to all business. We can fuck around. We can talk fat bitches. We can do whatever we want to do. You guys can't do what we do. Appreciate him joining us. Much love to everybody. I saw some shit in the chat I didn't get a chance to see because I don't really give a fuck about you, John Johnson. I don't give a fuck about when I stream either, motherfucker. Are you my daddy, bitch-ass motherfucker? Mind your own business and stop talking when grown folks talk, bitch boy. Go watch Whitlock then, you fucking dick rider. I don't give a fuck. Motherfucker, I do me all the time. I give a fuck about you and whoever else you worried about, motherfucker. You're in my fucking show, you bitch-ass dick rider. Hey, I'll see you guys tomorrow morning on the Coach AB Show, and I can't wait to get into this film this week with Sean all week long. We're going to break down more and more NFL film. Can't believe you guys. I'll see you guys tomorrow morning. Much love. Hit that like button, subscribe, become a member. I'll see you tomorrow. Appreciate you guys. Peace. The last chance cue. Let's go. And I just cannot wait to bring over 60 years of knowledge and experience to not only the novice football fan, Sean, but to the veteran football coach as well.
You love it. You better live it, drink it, eat it, smoke it, and then every now and again, wake up with it laying next to you.
The premier football coaching show on the internet.
I've looked forward for the longest time to be with somebody whose energy and knowledge of football and teaching and no nonsense, but understands the old game, the in-between game, the new game, and combines them all.
Last chance Q with the great legendary Sean Salisbury.